This year has been unlike, I'm 43, unlike anything I've experienced. Sometimes you can prepare for things, but there was no preparation for what the Lord had for us this year. And we learned a lot. We learned a lot about ourself. We learned maybe a lot about our God. We learned a lot about His Word, and I'm thankful. Looking hindsight, God was able to do things in our life that certainly on our own, we probably would not have been able to do that. I am thankful for your resilience. Say, what does that mean? Look at here tonight. There's a lot of churches that I talk to, a lot of pastors that are similar in faith and practice to us, and they're asking, How do you help those that left to come back? And I'm thankful that we just did not have that. I'm thankful for your resilience. As Jay was teaching in Sunday school this morning, your patience, meaning your perseverance. You stuck by it. That was a help to us and everybody. And I just want to commend you on that. Obviously, the big issue this past year was COVID-19, coronavirus, whatever you want to call it. After the first of the year, as a school, our school ministry, we reviewed, and we're going to keep the same policies going forward. When we were making up policies over the summer, we did not know what it would look like after the first of the year. Honestly, the numbers are higher than they were over the summer, so we have no reason to back off or change that. We're going to keep that. And so it is with the church. The church will remain the same, and we will reevaluate in the springtime and see where things are at. And we ask, like I did a number of months ago, I asked that you voluntarily wear a mask and keep the procedures that we set forth. And why do we do that? Well, number one, to be a help to others. Number two, we believe that is in obedience to God and through what we see in the scriptures. And then it helps us to, I ask that you continue to seek for wisdom and guidance from the Lord in this. These are not easy times. It's not easy for anybody. And if we, kind of like what we were talking about this morning, how important it is to be gracious. The hardest part about COVID-19, thankfully, the hardest part about COVID-19 for us was the inconvenience. Out of nowhere, you have to reschedule 2 weeks. I don't know about you, but all of our lives are not got nothing going on. If you looked at my calendar, and I'm sure if you looked at yours, to just stop for 2 weeks is what we call inconvenient. We always have plans. We're always preparing, and our plans affect other people. And to just stop school or church is a terrible inconvenience. But in the grand scheme of things, 2 weeks was okay. And I want to be careful when I say this, but hindsight. I always desired to handle every situation as wise as possible, regardless of the circumstances. Really, those passages about David where he behaved himself wisely in all matters. I desire to do that as a church, as a Christian. And what this virus did, you say, oh, COVID-19 shut things down, and it did slow things down. I hear about businesses that are closing, and that's sad to me. Some businesses are poorly run. And some businesses, are not. And some are poorly run, and therefore COVID-19 exposes that. Some Christians struggle with certain things. Maybe we turn a blind eye a little bit to it, but what COVID-19 did, or a virus like this, or the circumstances, just kind of revealed to us. It just took if it was a problem, it made it a big problem. And the problem wasn't the virus. The problem, I hope you saw this, and I hope you acted in honesty. The problem wasn't the virus. The problem is me and you. COVID-19 revealed to us our maybe a shallowness in our relationship with the Lord. Maybe a critical spirit towards others. And God allowed a little window into our life, if you will. And a virus was able to do that. Don't let, though, a virus compromise your testimony. As I said, be gracious, be considerate. Colossians chapter 3 tonight. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12, it says, "Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, even in a pandemic." Unfortunately, COVID-19 made us more impatient, made us more short-fused. And we have to remember verses like this. In verse 13, it says, "Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye." Yeah, but I'm right. "And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness." Maybe this past year you were asked to do something that question is, did you act in charity? Was that the cloak you put on above anything else? Because it says, "Above all these things, put on charity." Philippians chapter 2. And I want to encourage us going forward. There's been some people that have been away from church. And I pray someday they come walking through these doors again. And I expect us as a church to be gracious and considerate. Paul says, "I became all things to all men that I might save some." Philippians chapter 2 and verse 3, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves." Yeah, but that's what I want to do. Yeah, but what are the needs of others? "Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." I want to remind us, church, and you do this so well. Maybe I'm the weak link in this, but to be gracious and considerate. Don't let the enemy stop what the Lord can do because of a bittered and prideful heart. It's just not worth it. Titus chapter 3. Again, as families return, that should be an answer to prayer. Titus chapter 3. The Bible says in verse 2, "To speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men." These are the guidelines by which we should live. These are the guidelines by which should govern our decisions and to walk in wisdom and godliness. This is how we should behave, even in the midst of a pandemic. So if I could encourage you here, church tonight, keep it up. You know, sometimes I had the blessing of driving to New Jersey this past week. Say, why was it a blessing? Because we went through Philadelphia. See, what's so special about Philadelphia? The sun was out. Not a cloud in the sky, and it was, what, mid-40s? We were driving with our windows down. It was refreshing. We were stopped in Philly traffic, enjoying the sunshine. So why do you say that? Because even in the midst of something that was inconvenient, you can enjoy it. You can handle it with the right spirit in the right way. Our desire as a church is to honor and glorify God. And I don't want to do anything within my own personal ways that would compromise that. So let's remember that. Don't let a little virus come between you and somebody else. There's way too much good that God can do with us that could be hindered and thwarted by, well, I see it this way, well, I see it that way. Be gracious. Be considerate. Be kind. Be forgiving. I have a little write-up here. It makes it sound more formal. Dear church, what an amazing year 2020 was. No one could have predicted it would go how it did. This one thing we are confident of. God is and always has been in control. My prayer is that you have a deeper love and appreciation for His Word. This year going forward, we are going to focus on being rooted and grounded. Our new theme for this year is taken out of Ephesians 3:17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. For an extended period of time, some of our own church has been separated physically, relationally, and maybe even spiritually. The theme for this year is to bring that all back together. Using the Word of God and fellowship and love for one another, we're going to be rooted and grounded in one another, with, at the same time, evangelizing and reaching out to get as many people in on the goodness of God as possible. I believe this will greatly aid in bringing us into a deeper relationship with God and with one another. And that's what we were talking about this morning, our fellowship. Fellowship with God and fellowship with one another. I look forward to serving the King of Kings side by side together. May we actively encourage and help sharpen one another in the things of God. Again, Ephesians 3:17. Wait till you see this banner this year. Man, I'm so excited and super, super neat. That'll, Lord willing, be up next Sunday. So come back next Sunday, Paul. Are you still in town? When do you leave? Okay, so you got time? Are you going to be able to make it? Okay, great. So Paul's going to be here. He's going to be checking it out. You come and see that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Is there a better thing to be rooted and grounded in than the love of God?